Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller in studio. New guidance from the Office of Management and Budget about IT, and Jason's here to explain what's happening.
Well, this administration, like the past probably dozen.
18th, that's just the Rutherford B. Hayes administration.
I think so. Grant. Are trying to rein in projects. Mm-hmm. This time, obviously, IT projects. This is follows on several memos that we've seen over the last year, specifically a couple in the last month that focus on financial management systems. This one focuses on specifically technology systems and projects that are considered high risk. What's going to happen over about the next month, OMB will sit down with basically all the CFO Act agencies, the biggest 25 or 26 agencies, mm-hmm. between August 2nd and August 18th, and right there on the memo, which we will have posted on federalnewsradio.com later this hour, they have a big list of who and what and when, and starting August 2nd with the Department of Energy and the Department of Interior, and ending with the Department of Labor and the Department of Transportation, they're going to sit down and look at every IT project and say, okay, which ones are at risk, which ones are off on cost, schedule, performance, and which ones don't have, and this is the most important part, I think, the executive leadership necessary to be successful. Now, that's a little different than what we've seen in the past, but basically, you've always heard about earned value management, which is cost, schedule, performance.
Right.
Now, they're adding that fourth piece, which is executive leadership. And what's going to happen is, by August 23rd, OMB is going to publicly announce about 25 to 30 IT projects that are the worst in government, that are need to be fixed and need to be fixed now. And between September and November, OMB will sit down with the owners of those 25 to 30 projects and go through what they call tech stat sessions.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you bring together OMB, you know, the Vivek Kundra, the CIO, Danny Werfel, the controller of the government, along with the agency CIO, the agency CFO, the program manager, the contracting officer, and anybody else who needs to be in the room and say, this is the problem, how are we going to fix it? And they're going to sit down and figure out plans of actions and milestones to fix the problem. And they're going to use those tech stat sessions between, again, September and November to come up with their 2012 budget request. And this is important too, the 2011, which starts October 1st, mm-hmm. what they call the apportionment process. And now if your project is problematic and cannot be fixed, they're saying, kill it, be done with it, terminate it, start over, which is what we saw, I guess, earlier this month with Roger Baker, mm-hmm. over at the Veterans Affairs Department when he stopped for a second time in 5 years a big financial management project called Flight.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's a lot there. We're going to talk about it more. But
yeah.
Well,
I had a couple thoughts about this when we talked about it before we went on the air. First, the clicking sound that you're hearing is telephones being dialed all over Washington with CIOs canceling vacation plans for the month of August, okay? With a timeline of August 2nd to August 23rd, there are not going to be a lot of CIOs and deputies that are going to be going out of town as they might normally during the month of August. So that's issue one.
And real quick, remember, agencies have hundreds of IT projects.
Right.
So even if you put a cap at $5 million or $10 million, which they don't even talk about in the memo, there's no cap. But let's say there is a cap,
mm-hmm.
and we just don't know about it. They're still, you know, reviewing those projects, all those projects is incredible challenge.
Because we're, what, a week and a half away from, or
next
less,
week.
Less,
next week.
Less than that.
So, you
from
know,
the first ones of these.
Energy and Interior start August 2nd, which I think is Monday.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the first thing that occurred to me. Second thing is, what they're going to go back and really work on is an average of one project an agency. Are you kidding me?
Right.
They really think that that's going to be sufficient?
So I think you're absolutely right in the fact that one project per agency, you could probably pick 25 or 30 from DOD, from DHS, from
every agency. Yeah, and not to pick on those agencies. Yeah, every
VA
single agency.
Stopped 45 of them.
Mm-hmm.
What I think they're trying to do is two things. And this was actually, I just got off the phone about 15 minutes ago with Dan Mintz, the former Transportation Department CIO. And he brought this up, and I thought this was a great point. Number one is they're saying, we're going to focus on a small number and really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing they're going to do is give CIO some leverage by saying, we're focusing on this worst project, but now you can go back to your agency and focus on those other at-risk projects that aren't the worst of the worst, and use the leverage from us to really make some changes within your agency.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan's point, I think, is fair, because he said, you know, his experience tells him that when he was at the Transportation Department, the FAA had a project on the high-risk list that OMB puts out. And he goes, because of that attention, he was able to bring in the FAA administrator, the FAA CIO, all the important people. They had executive buy-in from the transportation secretary to the deputy secretary on down, and they were able to fix the project as best as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What he's saying now is you can use that leverage of saying, okay, we got one project on, you don't want to have two, and therefore let's fix these other projects that are bad, but not as bad as this one that made the list.
Yeah. The element that I don't see here, and maybe I have not read it letter for letter, so maybe I'm missing it. This is another effort by OMB to control projects after they've gone off the rails. We're still not seeing much about what's going to be done or what metrics or programs or whatever can be put in place to make sure that these huge IT projects don't go off in the first place.
I think you're absolutely right. And that is part of the systemic problems that we're seeing across the government, every agency, because that includes requirements planning. That means you got to have good acquisition people, what they call COTARs, you know, contracting officer technical representatives. You got to have the budgeting cycle planned out. That means you got to have support from CFOs. And then you also got to know what you want. And I think that those systemic problems are going to be addressed in the October timeframe. Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, mentioned the three-part effort. The first part was in June. We saw that with financial systems and some other memos regarding IT management. This is the second piece. And the third piece is going to come, I think, in October, which we're going to try to address the systemic problems by bringing in best practices and other kind of lessons learned from previous years.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I would agree with you that is missing is, yes, there's problems, and Vivek, for instance, highlighted three big failures. The DoD's Dimers program, which was a $1 billion program over 10 or 12 years that failed. The point is that what they missed the point about Dimers is they actually got they spent a lot of money, but they got something out of it. They got what they call the core of defense human resource management software, and then everyone builds around that core. So they didn't get nothing for it. They mm-hmm. got something. The other two he pointed out was the VA's flight and the virtual case file from FBI, which is the precursor to the Sentinel problem, which has its own set of problems.
Yeah.
But he hasn't talked about the hundreds of projects that go right and that agencies are doing a good job on. And, you know, I've heard this many times throughout my time covering the government, is you always hear about the one thing that goes wrong, not the thousands that go right.
Yeah.
And I think there is some, I think that's why they're trying to bring in those best practices to say, listen, we're not all a bunch of failures, but the failures are big and they're prominent and we see them. How can we take those failures and make them right? What do we know? What do we have learned over the years that can make things go in the right direction? I mean, let me give you one quick example.
Sure.
Jim Williams, who used to be over at GSA, the Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner, mm-hmm. he was the beginning person who did the U.S. Visit program over at DHS. Well, U.S. Visit, the entry program, not the exit piece, but the entry program has widely considered a success.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Well, you know, he had everything in place, but that's never brought up as one of those IT projects that worked.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting that we're missing that this administration specifically is very much all about the problems, problems, and problems. And there's a lack of balance with, yeah, but we do things, some things very well.
And that pushback is actually the final point I want to make. That if you combine that potential pushback where people inevitably, and I think reasonably, get sore if all they ever hear about is, you're not doing this right, you're not doing this right, and the 5,000 things that are being done correctly are not recognized. Couple that with that 18-month, on average, clock ticking for the team at Office of Management and Budget, Peter Orszag already gone. And I'm certainly not meaning to imply that anybody has suggested that Anish Chopra or Vivek Kundra or anybody else there are going anywhere. I'm not saying that at all. Nonetheless, that's a shadow in the background. I mean, we're getting to the 18-month time frame now where it certainly wouldn't surprise anybody if one of the key people there left, and somebody at an agency might very well be saying, well, you know what, I'll just do what I have to do to get by and wait this out.
You know, that's called the weeby.
Yeah.
Weeby here before you, weeby here after you.
Yeah, weeby here after you're gone.
Well, the good thing, I think, going back to your point, is the average is getting longer. For a while, the average term of a CIO was 15 to 18 months. I think what you're seeing is much longer term now. You're seeing people retire, but not as many politicals leaving. On the other hand, the focus on everything is always bad, I think, is something that we as journalists try to point out. I always, whenever I hang out with Vivek Kundra in his office, so to speak, for a press conference.
You heavyweight.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. And when I use hang out, I mean like go to his office because I'm invited for a press conference with eight other people.
All the other people.
Or when we see Jeff Zients, the Deputy Director of Management, Chief Performance Officer, I always make the point to say to them, listen, government IT has problems, absolutely. But it's not as bad as you keep making it out. And you really need to go... To really point out that there are good things happening. If you think about it, millions of people get their disability checks every month,
mm-hmm.
Social Security checks. Veterans Affairs and DOD are the most advanced in electronic health records. They're not perfect, but they're better than any other private sector company that you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is missing, and it's a shame in many ways.
I know why you do that too, because you're a champion of the little man.
Yes, that's what journalism's all about.
Freshly back from vacation, it's Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller. More on this with Chris Dorabeck on the Dorabeck Insider this afternoon.
About an hour, about 3:08, we'll be on, and then again tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris at 7:08. So we're going to talk a lot about this, more reaction, and more info.
Excellent, as always. Is there some catchy name for this memo?
It's the IRITP.
Okay. Excellent.
Immediate review of information technology projects.